Tonight's Daily Devotional. Well, beloved, I managed to sort of get a hold of Andrew. It's really, really very difficult because, as you know, he's in a war zone. He's right in the middle of Iraq in Baghdad. And to try and get hold of him, it's not easy. But what I have managed to do is we are going to try and do a radio interview this evening at around 5 p.m. UK time. And what I'll do is if I can get that radio interview done, I will then bring it to you tomorrow because it will be all about what is going on in Iraq today, this very day. And we're going to pray in the third hour. And before I do that, I will play you the interview I had with Andrew a little while ago, just to give you a flavour of what is going on. But let's go on with the daily devotional. And we're looking at Isaiah, the 64th chapter, and we're looking at verses 1 through 4 in our continuing series, Revival Now. This is what these words say. Oh, that you would burst from the heavens and come down. How the mountains would quake in your presence. As fire causes wood to burn and water to boil, your coming would make the nations tremble. Then your enemies would learn the reason for your fame. When you came down long ago, you did awesome deeds beyond our highest expectations. And oh, how the mountains quaked. For since the world began, no ear has heard and no eye has seen a God like you who works for those who wait for him. Isaiah is speaking such love to Almighty God. And Isaiah here is almost begging God Almighty to come down. As we are begging God Almighty to bring revival, to bring new life, beloved, to bring old life, to revive our very souls and our very spirits. Oh, that you would burst from the heavens and come down. How the mountains would quake in your presence. I can remember when I was a kid, I would be in school and I would be bullied by these big boys. And I would say to them, I'm going to get my dad on you because my dad's bigger than your dad. And they would say, no, my dad's bigger than your dad. And so instead of a fight between me and these big bullies, it was a fight between my dad and their dad. But oh boy, I can say the same now. I want to fight Satan, and I've got my dad on my side. Because my dad will make the mountains tremble. That's how great my dad is. And I want us, beloved, to have revival, to stamp out the spirit of, what is the word I'm looking for? That time when you just don't feel like doing anything. Lethargy, that's the word. The spirit of lethargy, where we don't want to do anything. We can't be bothered. All we want to do is just sleep. All we want to do is do as little as we possibly can do. Because we don't want to work for this. We're too tired. We're too jaded. We've seen too much and not a lot has happened. And therefore, oh, come on, Lord, help here. You see? That is what we need. We need revival. We need our spirits reviving. We need to be able to get up in the morning and say, now, Satan, I'm awake. You should be trembling. Oh, beloved, we are often attacked. We are often injured. And why are we injured? Because we don't use the tools that God Almighty has given us. He has given us battle wear. And you can read about that. You can read about that in Ephesians the 6th chapter and from verse 10. In fact, let's go to it real quick. Here we go. I'm loving this already. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and from verse 10, and it says this. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be still standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the army, body army of God's righteousness. Right there, we talked about truth. We talked about not telling lies in the hour one nugget. This now links, doesn't it? Putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see, beloved, we've got the tools. All we've got to do is put on the armor. But what do? We don't. We don't put on the armor. Sometimes we go into battle naked. We've got nothing on at all. And so we wonder why we get injured. We need God Almighty to revive us in such a powerful way, beloved. I've been in a few revivals. I've seen what happens. I can remember one time when I was at Brownsville Assemblies of God, and Reinhard Bonnke was there. He was preaching and we were filming him. And because we were short of camera crew, I was actually on camera 6. There were 6 cameras there. And some of the camera crew weren't even Christians. Now watch this. This is amazing. Because of what was going on in that particular church at that particular time, because of the revival, the Spirit of God fell. And one by one, the cameras went down because the camera crew were flat on their faces on the floor. And finally, it happened to me. So nothing was being filmed anymore. Why? Because we were flat on our faces. I want to continue by saying this. Some time ago, I had the honor of interviewing John Bevere, a wonderful man of God. And as John and I were talking on a television interview, and this was, it wasn't live, but it was recorded, an amazing thing happened. Absolutely amazing thing happened, beloved. I can tell you that we were in a situation where, how can I put this? We were in this interview situation and we were talking about worship and we were talking about revival. And John said to me that he was in this service one time in an aircraft hangar. There were 4,000 people gathered and it was in South America. And as he was there, he looked around as the worship was going on, the worship leader was singing and the worship service had already started. And he was looking around and he could see people talking all over the place. And he couldn't believe it. They weren't worshipping at all. They were talking about what happened on TV last night. They were talking about the latest football scores. They were talking about everything, but except not worshipping God. And John went to the pulpit. John went to the front. And with his translator, he said, "What on earth is going on? What on earth is happening here? We're supposed to be worshipping. We are worshipping God Almighty right now. And you are talking about everything but that. You are taking no notice that God Almighty himself is in our presence. You are taking no notice that God wants to bless you in such a powerful way." And as he spoke, John says he heard the sound, a mighty sound. He cannot even describe it. He said it was louder than a 747. And it got closer and closer and closer and closer. And suddenly, this noise erupted into this aircraft hangar. And as I say, it was louder than a 747. And it literally filled that arena, filled that aircraft hangar. And John looked, knew exactly what it was. And he looked down. And every single one of those 4,000 people were flat on their faces, crying and wailing and shouting and screaming in fear. And God knew, John knew, that God had come to town. He was there. And John knew this, that God was showing his power. You know, beloved, on Worship Radio 247, we are doing just that. We are worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And whether you like this or whether you not, as you're listening to this radio station, I know that I know that I know that I know that Almighty God is in your presence, because he's in my presence. And why is he here? Because we are doing that which we're supposed to do, and that's to worship him in spirit and in truth. And because he's here, he needs to be adored and worshipped. We don't need to stand and do the washing up whilst we're listening to Worship Radio 247. We don't need to be doing anything but concentrating on him, spending time with him. And I know this, if we spend time with him, beloved, he will spend time with us. And he will bring revival to our hearts. In Jesus' name. We're going to continue worshiping now. And in the third hour, let me tell you, we are going to be praying specifically for Andrew White, the vicar of Baghdad, who is in Baghdad right at this moment. And we're going to pray all sorts of things. I don't know what God would have us pray, but if you've got some words that you want to pray, then I need